قایه انگور پشت کندو های زنبور، خونه ما پشت ابراز، اونور دلتنگی ماست، ته جاده های خیسه پشت بارون پشت دریاست، خونه ما قصه داره آلبالو و پسته داره پشت خنده ها یه گرمش، آدمای خسته داره خونه یه
So first, let me explain why it's important for me to be the voice of voiceless people of Iran. I mean, there's so many reasons. It's completely impossible for me, who lived the same situation and risked her life for freedom, to be silent and inactive of the ongoing situation in my home country of Iran while I'm in exile. But beside all of these reasons, I would like to just tell you a story where my perspective forever changed. Back in 2019, where I was new here in Switzerland, the bloody November, which is Aban Khunin in Farsi, happened back in Iran. The authorities, in an unprecedented move, cut the nation's internet connection with the rest of the world during people's protest. It was a strategic blackout, a shroud of darkness thrown over the country to conceal a brutal crackdown. For those agonizing days, the regime unleashed a wave of violence against its own people, silencing their cries for freedom and justice. Reports later surfaced 1,500 souls lost in just 3 days, a staggering number that weighed heavily on all of our hearts. However, the most shocking realization came not from the horror unfolding back home, but from the silence that I met it here in the West. I had always viewed the Western media as a beacon of truth, an entity that shone light on injustice around the world. But during those dark days of Aban Khunin, there was a deafening silence. No headlines screamed out of the atrocities. No news channels broadcast the plight of my people. It was as if those lives lost, those voices silenced, meant nothing in the grand narrative that the world chose to tell. And amidst the silence, the Iranian regime's propaganda machinery worked tirelessly. They spun tales, twisted narratives, painting a picture far removed from the brutal reality. The West, usually so vocal, remained eerily quiet, their silence enabling the regime's version of the story to take root. It was a bitter pill to swallow. The realization that narratives are often controlled by those in power, and the truth, however stark, can be conveniently ignored when it doesn't align with certain interests. The months following Bloody November were a time of painful reflection and growing awareness for me. The silence of the Western media on Iran's internal struggles had been disheartening enough, but what happened next opened my eyes to the extent of the regime's influence in shaping global narratives. In January 2020, when news broke of the death of Qasem Soleimani, a figure widely regarded within Iran as a perpetrator of oppression and violence, the reaction of the Western media was surprising. Soleimani, known to many Iranians as a child killer and a terrorist responsible for the execution of countless protesters, was suddenly portrayed in a different light in the Western press. The narrative shifted dramatically. The man whose action had brought so much pain and suffering to my people was being mourned. The media depicted his death as a sad day for Iranians, painting a picture of widespread national grief that was far from the reality on the ground. For us, for many Iranians, Soleimani's death was not a moment of mourning, but a glimmer of justice, a rare moment of victory in an ongoing struggle for freedom and justice. It was a day of complex emotions, certainly, but for many, it was a day that signified hope. Hope that those who had caused so much pain were not invincible. Yet, this sentiment, this significant aspect of the Iranian psyche, was largely overlooked, if not entirely ignored, by the Western media. This huge contrast between our reality and the narrative being peddled internationally was jarring. It was a clear indication of how deeply the Iranian regime had managed to infiltrate and influence Western media. The realization was profound and unsettling. It wasn't just a battle against oppression within our borders. It was also a struggle against a narrative war being fought on an international scale, where the truth was often the first casualty. And then it happened again in 2022, where after the Jina Mahsa Amini's death, the propaganda in the West tried to perpetrate this protest over Iran as if it's only about hijab and nothing else, which was a total lie. These experiences was a turning point for me. It became clear to me that the stories of my people, the true stories of Iran, needed a platform free from the regime's influence, a channel where they could be told honestly and openly the stories that were being buried under layers of propaganda and political convenience. It was a call to action, a call to use my voice and my position in West to challenge these narratives, to bring the light of truth of what it means to be Iranian in these turbulent times. And now I feel a responsibility to be a voice for those who are still living under oppression regime where free speech is limited. My lived experience gave me a unique perspective to shed light on the importance of open information for individual liberty and human progress. And I reaffirm my commitment to have dialogue and mutual understanding. Laura, creating a space for respectful sharing of diverse experiences, which can help promote positive changes and sharing stories and perspectives that would otherwise go unheard. I myself, our underground activist against the regime, and I gained valuable experiences, which I want to share with my sisters and brothers who are still fighting in Iran, and share my knowledge with them to create a connection across the borders and cultures. By publicly documenting this continued journey, I hope to empower others whose voices remain constrained. The free flow of information is a powerful tool, and I aim to wield my freedom responsibly. Now let's hear a song before we go any further from Mojgan Shajarian.
Yo.
Now let's get into how the show will be in the future. My show will be 1 hour every 2 weeks. We'll uncover the tactics that empower Iranians in their quest for democracy and human rights. Our discussions will be in Farsi for the first half hour, directly addressing my fellow Iranians with insights and guidance. Then in the second half, I'll bring these vital conversations to our global audience in English, shedding light on the struggle and the strength of Iranian people. We also touch upon the Iranian regime's propaganda in the West. It's vital to understand the narratives being pushed and how they contrast starkly with the realities on the ground. As an activist who came from Iran myself, it's so important to me that we build a bridge of understanding between activists in Iran and supporters all over the world, and raise awareness globally and weaken the regime's attempt to hide the truth. Understanding these dynamics is not just about awareness. It's about solidarity. It's about lending our voices to those who are being silenced and standing together for justice and freedom. Whether you're in Tehran, Zurich, or anywhere in between, your support and understanding can make a difference. So in the first half, which we will discuss it in Farsi, we will doing several things, and we aim to critically analyze past protests and movements that have been systematically quashed by the regime. History offers us invaluable lessons, and by examining the tactics and the strategies of past protests, we can uncover crucial insights. Our goal is to identify the blind spots and shortcomings of these movements. What aspects led to their downfall? Where did we, as a collective, falter in our approach? This retrospective analysis is not about dwelling on the past, but about learning from it, to forge a stronger, more resilient path forward. We will delve into the complexities of these movements, discuss openly and honestly about our errors and oversights, and most importantly, brainstorm how we can evolve and adopt our strategies for future demonstrations. This part of the show is about reflection and revision, a crucial step toward ensuring that our next protests are more impactful, more sustainable, and closer to achieving our goals, organizing more effective demonstrations, which means less people arrested or killed, and more steps ahead to a prevailing revolution to dethrone the Islamic dictatorship of Iran. And the second aspect of this show in the Farsi is about breaking barriers to information. In Iran, where censorship reigns and access to certain knowledge is restricted, we find ourselves fighting not just against physical oppression, but also an information blackout. Whispers of Freedom aims to bridge the gap. We'll be reading from books and valid articles that are banned in Iran. Informations that offers perspectives, ideas, and knowledge that the regime wants to keep hidden. These are the books and articles that fuel the critical thinking, that challenges the status quo, and inspire revolutionary thought. Additionally, we'll delve into university-level strategy textbooks, extracting and discussing content that can be transformative in shaping our tactics and approaches. I will translate them in Farsi to equipping our listeners with the tools and knowledge that are otherwise kept out of reach. We're not just sharing information, we're spreading empowerment. By bringing these resources to light, we aim to inspire new, creative ways to sustain and advance our movement for freedom. It's about finding innovative, effective strategies to ensure that our revolution not only persists, but prevails.
از گلوی تو تا صدای ما بلا چاو بلا چاو بلا چاو 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 میپریم از خواب یه شب مهتاب یکی میگه آی آدم ها یا همه با هم
دنیای تاره، این یه آغازه، پنجره تا رویا بازه. از گلوی تو تا صدای ما، بلا چاو بلا چاو بلا چاو
In the second half of the show, we pivot to English, and there's a profound and deliberate reason for this. The Iranian regime has long invested heavily in crafting and spreading propaganda in West. This propaganda machine works tirelessly to obscure the truth, to paint a picture of Iran that is palatable to international community, and to mask the harsh realities of life under its rule. The regime's narrative often find their way into Western media and discourse, creating a skewed perception of what's really happening in Iran. This misinformation doesn't just obscure the truth, it actively benefits the dictatorship, lending it an air of legitimacy and normalcy that it doesn't deserve. By broadcasting in English, we aim to penetrate this veil of propaganda, bringing the real stories, the unfiltered experiences, and the raw truth of the Iranian people to a global audience. There is a vast expanse of people out there who, due to this propaganda, are unaware of the true scale and nature of the oppression and resistance within Iran. Our show seeks to fill this gap, to provide a counter-narrative that is grounded in the lived experiences of Iranians fighting for their rights and freedom. We're not just sharing stories, we're correcting a narrative, countering misinformation with facts, and presenting a perspective that has been systematically suppressed. Moreover, this isn't just about awareness, it's about galvanizing support and solidarity on an international scale. History has shown that international support can be a game changer in struggles against oppressive regimes. By informing and engaging global audience, we aim to build a network of support for the Iranian people, a community of allies who understand the reality of the situation and are willing to stand in solidarity with our cause. This support is not just moral, it's strategic. It can manifest in various forms, from political pressure to humanitarian aid, from international advocacy to simply spreading the word. International awareness and support can significantly bolster the effort of those who are fighting on the ground in Iran, providing them not just with hope, but with tangible, impactful assistance. In a sense, the English segment of our show is a clarion call to the world. It's an invitation to look beyond the smokescreen of propaganda, to understand the true plight of the Iranian people and to join in a collective effort to support a movement that aspires not just for the overthrow of the dictatorship, but for the establishment of a society where freedom, justice, and human dignity prevail. So, this was just a brief explanation of what will the show will be about, what are our projects, and what we will do. I didn't tell the details, and I will keep informing you about how is it going to be, and the show will start in January. It will be 1 hour every 2 weeks. I hope you can listen. I hope you can tune in. Together, we'll journey into the heart of Iran's struggle for freedom, exploring the unseen and voicing the silence. This show serves as a beacon of hope and a source of powerful knowledge for those fighting against oppression within Iran. And for our international audience, those who are seeking to understand the complex realities of Iranian society under its current regime. Your engagement and willingness to learn about these issues are steps towards a brighter, freer future for all. Let's keep this conversation alive and let's continue to stand with the brave souls fighting for a change in Iran. Until next time, stay informed, stay compassionate, and stay connected. Thank you for listening. And to end the show, let's listen to a famous Iranian poet, Sham Lu, who was supporter of women movement back in the days around 40 years ago in Iran. And then he recorded a poetry from Margot Bickel in Farsi. It's called Sukut Sarshar az Nagufte Has, which means silence is full of unsaid.
دلتنگی‌های آدمی را با ترانه‌ای می‌خواند، رؤیاهایش را آسمان پرستاره نادیده می‌گیرد و هر دانه برفی به اشکی نریخته می‌ماند. سکوت سرشار از سخنان ناگفته است، از حرکات ناکرده، اعتراف به عشق‌های نهان و شگفتی‌های برزبان نیامده. در این سکوت حقیقت ما نهفته است، حقیقت تو و من. برای تو و خیش چشمانی آرزو می کنم که چراغ ها و نشانه ها را در ظلمات من ببیند، گوشی که صداها و شناسه ها را در بیهوشی من بشنود، برای تو و خیش روحی که این همه را در خود گیرد و بپذیرد، و زبانی که در صداقت خود ما را از خاموشی خیش بیرون کشد و بگذارد از آن چیزها که در بند من کشیده است سخن بگو. که ما را به حقیقت میرساند خود از آن آری است، زیرا تنها حقیقت است که رهایی میبخشد.
Wow, I was just listening and it is so beautiful, this poet. I wish that you could understand it, what it says, but well, the main poetry is in German. Basically, you can read from the poet herself, but it's very beautiful. And at the end of it, he says, the only true form of freedom comes from the truth. And it's so true and it's very touching. Thank you again for listening and stay tuned for the future programs.